Blog Talk Radio.
Joy down in our soul. I just love that. I just love giving him so much praise for the joy, because I have really had some great joys today and throughout my life. If I look back over my good times and, you know, the bad times and my peaks and my valleys, my highs and my lows, I have a lot of joy. I'm still able to smile and carry a smile down off in my heart. I'm able to even share some of my joy with others, and that is all by the grace of God. And so I just, through it all, I just love saying, thank you, Jesus. I just love saying, thank you, Jesus. Let me just take a moment and just say it again. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for my joy. I serve Jesus, others, and myself. Hallelujah. I thank you for my joy. Peace. Thank you for my joy, Jesus. Psalms. Let's do Proverbs. Proverbs 22. Proverbs 22. We're just going to read a couple verses here for our scripture. This is your host, Minister Von Dumas, coming to you from San Antonio, Texas. You can reach me by calling me personally, and you all love that number, and I thank you for so much for using it. 210-253-9093 is the reach-out number. Again, that is area code 210-253-9093. You can use that number for a prayer request. You can use that number to be placed on our sick wall where we do all prayer requests, and on the sick wall we pray for you three times a day. We not only just here at Tri-Anointed Ministries, but we definitely reach out to other partnership ministries that's with us, where we call out your name to the Lord or your situation to the Lord. You can also email us at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Some of the times it's just some good shout-outs. We get a lot of praise reports through the email, just, you know, of the things that we prayed about, and then once it comes to pass, it's good to just give God his grace and his credit, and we just together just rejoice in what he has done. And, you know, believing that whatever your needs are right now, just believing that what he's done before, he can do it again. You know, if he did it in the past, he can do it again. Same God now is the same God then. Isn't that what Ty Tibbetts says? Same God now, same God then. So what got us over our humps and our those steep mountains that we thought those stumbling blocks could not be moved, when got those out of our way, got us over them, through them, broke down those barriers, the same thing, same God, same method, same trust, same love, same perseverance is going to get you through that situation that you're going through now. It may be look a little different, but the same method. It's the same God. And he's all-powerful. I don't care, you know, what type cancer it may be or what it is, but all must bow down to the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is the most powerful name. And I don't care what your situation is. It must, understand what I say, not that it can or it might, but it must bow down to the name of Jesus. So let's not give our problems too much credit. Let's not put too many accolades on our problems, that regardless of what you think the outcome may be, regardless of the way it looks to you, remember, the final, I don't care if it resolves in leaving this earth, the final is eternity with God, even if you end up leaving here. This is not our home. We're just travelers. We're just passing through. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and get our teaching done and start with Proverbs 22. It says, a good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. Rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent man sees danger and takes refuge, but the simple keeps going and suffer for it. Humility and the fear of the Lord brings wealth and honor in life. In the paths of the wicked lie thorns and snares, but he who guards his soul stays far from them. And verse 6 of Proverbs 22 and 6 says, train the child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. Again, train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. Hallelujah. So many times we need to look at those situations in our lives. And you said it, I have never been trained about the Lord. But right here, right now, if this is your first time hearing about the goodness of the Lord, you need to start doing self-training now. And you need to start asking God to help you get in alignment with his word
and in the way that he lives. So today we're just speaking about, as our title, our text for today is just speaking about the difference. We're speaking about our lives, his life, versus our lives, and how we mingle together, how we are to get, come into relationship with those two together. Sometimes, many times in life, the world will present so many different things that we get confused about his life and our life, and how do they mingle with us as Christians? How do we come together as one? So we're just come to remind you that God is love. His way is the only way. And so the sooner that we can recognize that, the sooner that we can be on our pathway of healing, the sooner we can be ready to start looking at him as just who he is, the utmost presence in our life. Amen? His life versus our life. Shall we bow our heads and pray? Thank you, dear Father, for another opportunity to just allow you to just speak through each and every one of us together as a whole. As we come praying for you to come and just be in the midst of our situation, dear Father, we just thank you for your joy, your peace, your love, and we just want to walk more closely with you. We know that there's nothing impossible as long as we seek you, and if we seek you, that you are there, we will find you. So may I decrease and may your everlasting love increase and through us, throughout your word, may it meditate in our hearts and make a difference in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Somebody just shout amen for me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Walking closely with God is more wonderful than you can imagine. I don't care what the world says about you, you know, Christians are boring, or that's just a lie from the enemy, because that means that they've never tried it. They never experienced the joy that you get actually from walking with the Lord. But I come as a servant of God to remind you, a servant of God, that walking closely with God is more wonderful than you can imagine. You know, now that doesn't mean it's impossible. Anything that you do is impossible, but it's a wonderful thing. If you seek God, you will find God. If you seek God, you will find his wonder. If you seek God, he will blow your mind. Just allow him to just use you. Can I just take about 30 minutes of your time right now and just express to you some of the ways that let's get you closer to God? You want to go on that journey with me? I invite you to right now. How would you characterize your relationship with the Lord? Now, when we're getting into a relationship with God, it's very important that we're very honest with ourselves. It's very important that we're open with ourselves and be able to ask ourselves these questions and come up with a correct answer. It may even be that you're not for sure where your relationship is with Christ right now. And that's okay. That is would be the correct answer for you at this moment. So the question again is, how would you right now in this day and time, forget about your titles or any accolades that people are putting on you, but how would you characterize your relationship with the Lord? Behind closed doors, you know the real you, the real deal. Is he foremost in your thoughts? In your affections? Or do you wonder how anyone could really muster such devotion to an invisible God? Some people complain and they don't understand how you can get so excited just about being in the gathering of church members or of dedicating so much of your time in this life to the Lord. They say, you know, how could you do all of that when there's so much out here in the world to do? Where are you at with that situation? Do you know him personally? Or is he just merely a distant, vague concept that, you know, you just got used to hearing? Or it's just something that your parents have taught you, and so you just, it's like a tradition that, okay, you know, you pray over your food real quickly and you go for it? Or where are you at? Is it just a vague concept for you? Now, remembering when we're going over our discussions, there's no right, there's no wrong answers, There, no one is more holier than thou. You are no more than your neighbor, and vice versa. So there is no highs and there's no lows. We're just asking. We're just talking. We're just trying to find our place, where we fit in right now. The Lord doesn't want you to be uninformed about who he is. So he wants us to reach out and talk to each other about this. In fact, he desires to have a meaningful, personal relationship with you that transcends all others in depth and in richness. So just like you desire to have that relationship with your partner, your spouse, your friend, your coworker, your family member, your parent, your child, God has that same desire to be even more intimate with you than any of those relationships in your life. Now, before we can enter into this kind of relationship with God, one of the first things that we must learn to relate to him as a person. Too many believers approach the Christian life on a more of a behavior level. They go to church, they read the Bible, they say they serve others when the opportunity arises, they give generously, they try to be as good as possible, thinking that that's doing what God wants. And although, you know, these principles are beneficial, most definitely, but they're not enough. He desires more from us than knowledge and good behavior. He wants us to know him experientially, person to person. He wants you to have that experience with him as a person to person. You never learn to know God intimately by listening to sermons, unfortunately. Even reading the Bible, you will not learn to know God on an intimate level by just reading the Bible or hearing sermons. On its own, it would not achieve the goal. Now, although the sermons are foundational truths and the basics for confirming what God is, intimacy with him isn't possible unless, there's the key word, unless he himself unveils himself to us in the experience of life. So I encourage you often to make sure that you ask God to reveal himself to you. Hallelujah. To reveal himself to you. This means that we must be willing to go through difficulty. We must be willing to go through pain. You know, that's what life is. It's a balance of different things, different emotions. Because some aspects of his nature can be understood only through suffering. Only through some of the problems and the pains that we go through is when we find the different characteristics of his nature. When we find those things, it draws us closer to him. And the world may look at us and say, well, that should push me away from the Lord. But it makes you go to your knees to him. It makes you close out the world when the world has done you wrong. And it'll make you get in a position where you're able to now hear from the Lord, where you're able to now feel his presence. And that grows you. It pushes you into a closer relationship. You start to develop that intimacy that we're speaking of. The relationship starts to grow. You know, you hear couples and they may say, we've been through so much together. You know, we've had so much history together. So you can understand what going through things can bring you closer together. So hear me through the Spirit when we're talking about the same adversities will draw on your relationship with the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, and again, it means that sometimes going through your suffering It's when you find the different, his nature. For example, how would we ever learn that he was our comforter, as 2 Corinthians 1 speaks about, if we never experience grief and pain? How would we understand that? How would we be able to put that into everyday use, that he is our comforter? If we never went through anything of any pain, any grief, those who are willing to walk faithfully with the Lord through the fires of afflictions, they get to come to know him in a deeper way. And they're able to speak with authority concerning his character. You're able to tell your story. You're able to testify about the mess that you was in and that he turned you, poured you, stayed with you through it all, even when your family turned against you, friends turned against you. You're able to testify about how he never left you, how he kept directing you towards him. So you're able to actually speak personally now about his character, because you have experienced something. You have experienced his faithfulness. You have experienced his comfortness. See, the Christian life is not ultimately about our comfort or our satisfaction, but it's about the almighty sovereign God of the universe and his loving plan and how he loves us so much that he's willing to reveal himself to us in a very personal way. He's willing to reveal himself to you in a very personal way that only you can understand. See, that's what it's about. That's what it's about. We get so caught up in our comfort or our satisfaction or our need sometimes that we forget to rely on it's more than that out there. So after a while, that doesn't satisfy us anymore. We can get all the riches and the glories, and we can get all of the titles, but it still is a void inside of us. Mm-hmm. And nothing can quite fill that void other than an intimacy of Jesus Christ. Again, it's about the almighty, sovereign God himself, the God of this universe, loving us so much that he chooses to reveal himself to us, through us, in a very personal, direct way. We each have a choice. We each have a choice. What is that choice? That choice is, will you invest our lives in getting to know the Lord? It's an investment. Each of us have that choice. Am I going to invest my life in getting to know the Lord? Or will I just squander the opportunity and just live for myself? Live for ourselves. Just everyone just living for themselves. Will I just squander the opportunity and just get caught up in the brights and the lights of the world? Or will I personally take out the time and say, this is my life you have given to me, his life versus my life, and I dedicate my life back to you? And you say, I am going to choose today that I want to get to know you more. I want to invest my life in getting to know the Lord. I choose not to squander away my time. God accomplishes his works through those who know him intimately. God accomplishes his work through those who know him intimately. The most fruitful people in God's kingdom are those who have a growing relationship with him. The more you grow, the more he's going to use you. The more he's going to reveal himself to you. The more he reveals himself to you, the more he's going to require of you. The more he's going to set before you to do. Hallelujah. And it just brightens your horizon. It just brightens your environment around you. Hallelujah. The more that you get to know him, the more he is going to use you to do his work. You become more fruitful. And that is because he's able He is able to accomplish his will. It's all about his will, right? He is able to accomplish his will and his purpose through you, through the ones who are intimate with him. Not my will, but his will be done, right? So if he's going to accomplish his will, I just love the time that we can just sit and teach. You know, preaching is one thing, but when we can just get on the Blog Talk and just teach, and that's what we do here, is we're here to teach you the word. So if God is able to accomplish his will and his purpose through you, if you develop a more growing relationship with him, again, it's back in your hands. It's your choice. Is that what, something you're wanting? Or you just want to just squander this life away until it's over and then it's over for you. And you've chosen your place of for eternity. It's not like we have a choice there, do we? We don't have the choice of, oh, do I want an eternity life or do I just want it to end and it's over and it's blasé? Nothing else is after this life. We don't have that choice. We all have an eternity that we're going to spend somewhere. We have the choice of where to spend that life. He's gone ahead to prepare a place for you and I, that where he is, that we may be also one day. Is that right? So it's a choice. That we may be there if we would like. It's a choice. So now, since they know the Lord, since we know the Lord intimately, we have to understand his ways and have experienced his faithfulness. You have to be willing to obey the Lord, no matter what. You have to be willing to obey the Lord, because those who don't know him very well, they tend to have a lower level of commitment to him. And they prefer to do as they please. And yet they may show up to like that they're going to do anything in the Bible that they read. They have their fancy Bibles, and they open them up to the scriptures only when they're asked to. And they read along when asked to. And they're not going to read any more or any less, just what you ask them to, because they have a... they don't know him very well. So they sit there in just a couple hours there in service once a week, and they think they're going to get all of the knowledge just from here. So they tend to have a lower level of commitment, and they prefer to just do as they're pleased because they're not understanding exactly what's been asked of them. Amen? It's totally different for them. It's a different way of living when you decide that you're going to open up yourself. So again, that choice is, will you invest your life in getting to know the Lord? Or will you just squander the opportunity and live for yourself? I invite you, go back into the archives, download, make sure you rate the program. It's very important. Just rate. We would like to just rate. Just know what you think. Let's continue, shall we? Building that intimate process is sometimes tedious. But let's go ahead and go through it. We can get through these things. After receiving Christ as our Lord and Savior, we must, you know, receive Christ, invite him to be our Lord and Savior. And then we're probably all like too instantly, you know, we would like to just instantly after that live in the richness, you know, of a deep relationship with him. You know, well, I received him as my Lord and Savior, and I want all good to happen. I want to just live in the richness and, you know, get all of the fruit. I want to bear good fruit, nothing else to ever come in my pathway that is not of righteousness. But that's not life. This is the life that we're living, right? We're getting prepared for eternity, and if we live our life right, correctly, we'll get into that eternity. But for here, this is life versus eternity. So it's not going to be in that way, correct? This is not something that happens quickly. And like any other human relationship, intimacy takes time to develop. Jesus began his process with as much as he did with his disciples. Now, after choosing the 12 men, he called them to follow him, correct? Then each one had to respond to his invitation. He just didn't demand. It was an invitation, and each one of them had to respond to his invitation. And then over the course of the 3 years, Jesus revealed himself and his Father to each and every one of them personally. And as they live together, in that same way, God has invited each of us to enter into an intimate relationship with him. And when we say yes to that invitation, that's why it's so important to let someone know of your decisions to say yes. Not just as accept him as your Lord and Savior, but as you continue to grow with him, as you continue to say yes. For the different things that he gives and places upon your heart, when you say yes, you're saying yes to that invitation. He immediately begins to unveil himself in different ways, in his own ways. He begins to build on that relationship. Right after I was saved, I knew very little, but I sensed that God wanted to do something in my life. I just didn't have any idea exactly what it was. But as time went on, it developed because he continued to reveal himself to me as I continued to accept his invitation to come closer to him. Hallelujah. There's an exciting realm of intimacy with the Lord. Exciting realm of intimacy that's available to every believer. But sadly, very sadly, many of us have never experienced it. Many of us have never experienced it. And we look at others just like, well, it's for him. It's for the bishop to experience. It's for the minister to experience. That's not, everybody's not going to have that same experience. No, your experience is just as well. Your experience is no different than mine as far as the level of intensity. It's just that yours is for you personally. Mine is individually for me. And together, when we all get a touch of the Lord, woo, what a wonderful world it would be. You remember the song it used to be? If everybody had Jesus, what a wonderful world it would be. If we could just get connected just a little bit, everybody just had a little intimacy with Jesus, what a wonderful world it would be. There is an excitement out there available to you. Some Christians don't even realize that it's possible to have this relationship with God. I mean, despite going to church, reading the Bible, offering your petitions to the Lord, you never feel a personal connection with him. You leave that up to the pastor. Sometimes we get more connected with our pastors and leaders than we do with the Lord. What does your relationship with God look like? What does it look like? What does it look like? No matter where you are in your Christian life, it's never too late to grow more. Don't think that you've got it. You're there. You've reached your goal. It's never too late for you to grow more. I don't care if you're on your deathbed right now. You can still continue to grow. As long as there's life in your body, there's still opportunities to grow more. Just accept the invitation. Or start growing in Christ right now. Start growing. So what is required for an intimate relationship with God? We're going to start on that. Because although the Lord is one who initiates and builds a close relationship with us, he asks us to participate in the process. Again, intimacy is not a one-sided venture. The Lord can bombard us, if he chooses, with revelations of himself, but if we're uninterested, we still won't see him. We still won't hear him. The disciples had followed him and did all kinds of watched him do all kinds of miracles. But once they was on the boat and the flood started, the water started just going crazy, he was right on the boat with them, and they still was like, what is going on? they've been, you know, you would think after all of the things they had saw, that they would say, well, Jesus is here. I'm not worrying about it. I know that he can just calm the ocean. You know, but they instead went in another direction in their mindset, correct? So he could bombard us in, you know, with revelations of himself, but truly, if we're not interested, we would never get it. We would never see it. We would never hear him. So to develop that close relationship that we're speaking about with God, here's what is required. Time, sharing, listening, attention, openness. You got to have trust. You got to have love. And we're going to touch on each and every one of those different things on our next broadcast. As far as the things, again, that is required to have an intimate relationship with the Lord. Remember, our hint today is you have to seek God. You have to accept the invitation. The more you accept, the more that you're going to learn, the more you're going to grow. You can believe he is waiting patiently in line just for you, just to offer you a chance to come closer to him. He wants to blow your mind. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word, for your time, for your listeners. And we ask that you continue to meditate in our hearts, work the message that has been presented to us tonight, that we will all reach out to become closer to you by accepting your invitation of life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And if you never have accepted Jesus as your Lord, your personal Savior, I just invite you to just take a moment. And let's go ahead and do that. Let's get this invitation to salvation behind us so we can begin this wonderful walk with the Lord. Because you're going to have times of trials in this life either way, but wouldn't it be nice to know that you have a Savior right beside you that'll never leave you, that'll never forsake you? And during Jesus' time on earth, Jesus was always inviting people to become his followers. He said to those by the Sea of Galilee, he said, follow me. Follow me. He invited his listeners to come to him, to come by faith, to come for healing, to come for hope, to come for happiness, he said. He said, come to me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, all of you, regardless of your race, your color, your wealth. So many people get so mixed up over your wealth. You know better than anyone else. He said, but all of you come to me and I will give you rest. Matthew 11 tells us that. And then he said, if anyone desires to come after me, he said, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Take up his cross. We all have a cross to bear. According to Matthew 16, take up his cross and come on, follow me, follow me. Perhaps today you feel that Christ himself is speaking just to you. Imagine if he were in this room right now, giving this invitation to you, right where you're at. What would you do? Well, he really is in that room right there with you right now. He really is inviting you to become his child. He really is inviting you right now, sister, to become his follower. He wants you to become his disciple, my brother. I'm going to ask you to make a bold move right now. Leave whatever you're doing just for a few minutes. And I'm going to ask you to willingly accept his invitation. Courageously accept his invitation. Don't worry about what anyone else thinks that may be in your house right now. This is your time with Christ. He's calling you as an individual. He's calling you as a couple. He's calling you as a family. He died for you, and he rose again His blood washes away all of your sin. And I just invite you to repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the only true God. I believe that you gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, and he died for me. He shed his blood for me to cover my sins, that I may be with you one day for eternity. I am a sinner, and I invite you to come live inside of me, dwell in me, grow my relationship with you. Give me an intimate experience with you like no other can. Reveal yourself to me. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 He can give you new life. Thank you for coming. The whole heavens is just shouting right now because of your accepting your invitation. When you come to Christ, while there's still time, you're going to enjoy this ride. Is it always going to be happy? It wasn't before. But you can know now that you're never going to be alone. You can know now that he's going to be the one directing you. Listen for his voice as he speaks to your heart. Listen for his voice as he directs your mind. Start with a prayer just every morning, every night, throughout the day, asking God to direct me. I choose your life over my life. I choose to get intimate with you instead of just squandering my life. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. And you can reach me for any Bibles, any, you may need a prayer, have a prayer request. You may just need to find a Bible study, a church home, a Bible teaching church, very important, Bible teaching church in your community. Just reach out to us. Reach out to us. We're always available to you. Again, my name is Evangelist Vaughn Demas. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Or you can call me at 210-253-9093. Remember, I love you. I've never met you. You're in the chat rooms. God bless you all. I've never met you, but I have a love of God inside of me. I have joy inside of me that allows me to love you without ever seeing you. But the most important thing to remember is that God loves you more. We'll see you next time as we go over the different things that you're going to need to get that intimate relationship with our Father. Until then, remember, God loves you.
A man in chains, choices I made, good and bad, still he made. And so I've